copy edited by, AV, manuscript category, point of view, Sist, Bile 001-8, 2019, copyright sign, the author, S. Kapaya, published by Oxford University Press on behalf of the Society of Systematic Biologists. This is an open access article distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution License, http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0/, which permits unrestricted reuse, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided the original work is properly cited. DOI 10.1093 SISBOCI 090, Melissa B. DeBias 1.2, and Joseph F. Ryan 1.2, 1 Whitney, Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, 9505 Ocean Shore Boulevard, St. Augustine, FL 32080, USA, and 2 Department of Biology, University of Florida, 220 Bartram Hall, Gainesville, FL, 32611, USA. Correspondence to be sent to Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, 9505 Ocean Shore Boulevard, St. Augustine, FL 32080, USA, email, joseph.ryan@whitney.edu, received 20 November 2018, reviews returned 20 December 2018, accepted 20 December 2018. Associate Editor, Mark Holder. Abstract, the integrity of science requires that the process be based on sound experimental design and objective methodology. Strategies that increase reproducibility and transparency in science protect this integrity by reducing conscious and unconscious biases. Given the large number of analysis options and the constant development of new methodologies in phylogenetics, this field is one that would particularly benefit from more transparent research design. Herein, we introduce phylotical, low-tarcao circumflex L, an a priori protocol-driven approach in which all analyses are planned and documented at the start of a project. The phylotical template is simple and the implementation options are flexible to reduce administrative burdens and allow researchers to adapt it to their needs without restricting synthetic creativity. While the primary goal of phylotical is to increase transparency and accountability, it has a number of auxiliary benefits including improving study design and reproducibility, enhancing collaboration and education, and increasing the likelihood of project completion. Our goal with this point of view article is to encourage a dialogue about transparency in phylogenetics and the best strategies to bring transparent research practices to our field, accountability, confirmation bias, open science, phylogenetics, phylotical, protocol, transparency. The production of reliable synthetic results depends upon objective methodology. Reproducibility and transparency are safeguards against conscious and unconscious biases in synthetic inquiry. The importance of reproducibility in science has been written about extensively over the past decade. King et al. 2009, Micknett 2014, Markowitz 2015, but its counterpart, transparency, has only recently begun to receive serious consideration. Ihl et al. 2017, Nosek et al. 2018. A reproducible study contains methods required to replicate all reported results, but it does not necessarily include all decisions that led to the null methodology reported in a study. Therefore, a reproducible study is not necessarily a transparent one. For example, if researchers present only a subset of results along with the methods required to generate those results, reporting bias, the study is technically reproducible, but lacks transparency. This lack of transparency is a problem across synthetic disciplines, and is particularly applicable to phylogenetics. Inferring relationships between genes, genomes, and species is essential for a fundamental understanding of biology. In the nearly 70 years since Hennig formalized phylogenetics, Hennig 1965, the AILD has matured through the continuous development and improvement of algorithms, models, and data manipulation strategies, Wellen et al. 2001, leading to many advances in phylogenetic methodology. However, the continual nature of methodological improvement and growing number of analysis options impedes standardization of experimental design. While as scientists we strive for objectivity and impartiality, we are all susceptible to conscious and unconscious biases, Kunder 1990, Christensen and Wilhelm 1991, Nickerson 1998, Cronin and Kugler 2007, Nossack and Riskind 2012, and implementing strategies to reduce the influence of these biases in our experiments is important for the integrity of science. For most phylogenetic analyses, phylogeneticists are faced with a seemingly innate combination of algorithms, models, and data manipulation techniques. Some examples related to tree reconstruction include algorithms, for example, distance, parsimony, maximum likelihood, and Bayesian inference, Felsenstein 2004, Singlemetrics models, for example, JTT and WAG, criteria to determine model T, for example, AIC and BIC, Page and Holmes 2009, partitioning and mixture model schemes, Blair and Murphy 2010, data littering, for example, removing unstable and quickly evolving taxa or genes, Salichus and Rockus 2013. Other phylogenetic applications, for example, molecular clock analyses, ancestral state reconstruction, hypothesis testing, and detection of selection, require researchers to make comparable decisions between competing approaches, Baum and Smith 2013. In phylogenetics, research plans are generally informal and rarely outlined in detail prior to the start of the project. Rather, plans are often constructed gradually, with each next step motivated by the results of the step before. An approach Gelman and Lopen, 2014, refer to as the Garden of Forking Paths. This strategy is problematic because the selection of some paths is more likely than the selection of others, particularly if researchers make downstream methodological decisions consciously or, 1. 1341 the 16th of January 2019 CISBIO OPSYSB 180,090 text, downloaded from https://academic.up.com/CISBIO/article-abstract/doi/10.1093/CISBIO/SYY090/526783 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Philotical, Promoting Transparency and Overcoming Bias in Phylogenetics. Page 1.1-8. Copied edited by A.V. 2. Manuscript Category. Systematic Biology. Transparency and Reproducibility in Phylogenetics with Minimal Burdens on Researchers' Time. Our goal is to start a dialogue about the importance of transparency in phylogenetics and suggest ways to increase transparency and accountability in the AILD. Anatomy of Phylotical. The template Phylotical is based on the clinical trial protocol established by the National Institutes of Health, Hudson et al. 2016, and has 7 major sections, 1, title, 2, abbreviations, 3, introduction, 4, study design, 5, steps completed, 6, references, and 7, appendix with version history, figure 1. This minimalist format reduces unnecessary burden, lowering the bar for implementation, but is flexible and can be customized to the requirements, preference, and computational expertise of a particular user. As opposed to a detailed template that might stifle creativity, the minimalist strategy is intended to foster the emergence of best practices, which we anticipate will evolve over time. Blank phylotical templates in Microsoft Word and Markdown formats and publicly posted phylloticals for research projects in the Ryan Lab are available at the following link, https://github.com/josephryan, /philotical, and in the supplementary materials, online appendices 1-5 available on Dryad at http://dx.doi.org/10.5061/dryadn2q57qn. A philotical is an outline of all decisions that could affect the null outcome of a study. Some common decisions include, 1, central hypotheses, 2, how taxa and data will be littered, 3, which methods will be applied, 4, which models will be implemented, and, 5, which criteria will be used to validate or reject hypotheses. While not required, we recommend including command lines and parameter settings, for example, number of starting trees, seeds used for programs with random processes, minimum occupancy of phylogenomic matrices, to maximize clarity. Writing a philotical forces researchers to anticipate difficult decisions, for example, when applying different algorithms, models, etc. to the same data matrix, it is important to provide explicit criteria for evaluating connecting results. Ideally, a researcher would plan all steps in an analysis pipeline before testing is started, but in many cases, adjustments to the plan are needed once experiments are underway. The appendix section of the philotical is designed to accommodate changes to the analysis pipeline, for example, including an improved method that has recently been released, adding newly available data to a study, adjusting parameter settings, or correcting obvious mistakes. Each change should be accompanied by a justification and documentation of work completed so far, the latter making it possible to determine at which stage of a project a change was made. Primary objectives of philotical. The primary objective of philotical is to increase transparency and accountability in phylogenetics. By, downloaded from https://academic.up.com/cisbio/advanced-article-abstract/doi/10.1093/cisbio/sy-y0906789 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. More often, unconsciously, in response to results that connect with expected outcomes. Statistically, the garden of forking paths is a problem because it makes correcting p-values for multiple comparisons impossible, rending them uninterpretable, Tukey 1949, Dunnett 1955. In clinical trials, where the outcomes of a study can put human lives at risk, biases have been explicitly controlled for, and transparency and reproducibility ensured, through the requirement of a priori protocols that outline objective, S, design, methodology, statistical considerations, and study organization, Lane et al. 2007, Zerin and Tse 2013, Zerin et al. 2017. Protocols must be registered to a governmental regulatory agency, funding agency, and or an institutional review board prior to the start of a study. Any changes, amendments, to a protocol require explicit justification and an updated version of the protocol, Jets et al. 2016. Many journals require protocols to be published with clinical trial publications, providing further motivation for their implementation. After the creation of the Clinical Trials Gov Registry, US FDA 1997, led to the widespread adoption of transparent reporting standards in clinical trials, a dramatic drop in the frequency of positive results was observed, suggesting that bias may have been innating the number positive results, Kaplan and Irvin 2015. Protocols greatly reduce, if not eliminate, the potential for researcher bias and in the process ensure the safety of subjects and the integrity of the trial. Recently, a priori analysis plans and the pre-registration of research designs have been proposed to promote transparency in the fields of behavioral ecology, Ihl et al. 2017, Ecology and Evolution, Parker et al. 2016, and Psychology. Hartjerink and Wichertz 2016, and a multidisciplinary working group has established a framework for minimal reporting standards Albersberg et al. 2018. The proposed measures are comparable to protocol registration in clinical trials and provide effective means to promote transparency in each particular ELD. Responses to these efforts have been positive. Blumstein 2017, Forstmeyer 2017, Parker and Nakagawa 2017, negative, Koenig 2017, and mixed, Cockburn 2017, Hatchwell 2017. The biggest barrier to widespread adoption to pre-registration is the administrative effort associated with its implementation, perceived restrictions on scientific creativity and exploratory analyses, and concerns that project ideas will be scooped. We argue that the ELD of phylogenetics would benefit tremendously from increased transparency. Herein, we introduce phylotical, an a priori protocol-driven approach in which all analyses are planned and documented at the inception of a project, and optionally are pre-registered. Phylotical can be easily incorporated into phylogenetic studies. We have been using phylotical since June 2017 and indeed it improves the rigor and efficiency of our research generally and our experimental design specifically. Herein, we describe a phylotical template in detail, propose a set of guidelines for its use, include examples of phylloticals that we have implemented in our own research, and discuss how using a phylotical can reduce bias and improve. 1341 The 16th of January 2019 CISBOOPSYSB 180,090 TEX. Point of View. Page 2. 1-8. Copyedited by A.V. 2019. Manuscript category, point of view, 3, phylotical, outlining analyses a priori, phylotical promotes transparency and reduces biases on the part of researchers. While many decisions made during the course of a study are obviously free of bias, and others clearly driven by bias are avoided by the majority of researchers, most decisions fall somewhere along this spectrum. By integrating transparency into a study, researchers provide readers with the ability to evaluate the validity of these decisions. A transparent study reports all steps in the pipeline, even those that were replaced by other methods, or those that motivated downstream analyses but were not explicitly addressed in the NALM manuscript. In this way, phylotical differs from traditional methods or supplementary methods sections, which typically only describe methodology for results that are reported in a manuscript. As is the case with supplementary materials available on DRIAD, it is likely that a casual reader of the study will not be interested in the technical details supplied in a phylotical. However, these details will be extremely important to researchers who are replicating or building upon the results of the study. Accountability is a natural byproduct of transparency, Miller et al. 2018. In phylogenetics, as in other ELDs, it can be tempting to modify analyses when results connect with our expectations. By implementing a phylotical, researchers acknowledge that they are accountable for changes made during the period of a study and will be more motivated to deeply consider the implications of 1341 The 16th of January 2019 CISBOOPSYSB 180,090 TEX. Post hoc decisions on the outcome of the analyses and the interpretation of the results. Auxiliary benefits of phylotical. While the primary goal of phylotical is to increase transparency and accountability, the process offers a number of auxiliary benefits, which we describe below. Designing a better study outlining each step of a study in a phylotical before analyses are started can bring about a more robust plan. The process of transcribing procedures and guidelines for the interpretation of results can identify important steps and logical ores that might otherwise be overlooked in a more patchwork experimental design. Catching these obstacles early in the process can lead to huge savings in time and/or money. Documentation. Unlike in wet lab-based experimental biology, keeping a formal notebook to record the details of an analysis is less commonplace in phylogenetics. Creating a philotical that is updated throughout duration of a project helps serve many of the same purposes of a lab notebook. In this manner, a philotical serves as a key reference document for constructing the method section of a manuscript. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/cisbio/advanced-article-abstract/doi/10.1093/cisbio/sy-y0906783/9 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Figure 1. Philotical template. Based on the knee clinical trial protocol, the philotical layout has been tailored to match the needs of phylogenetic research. The format and the information required are accessible. The GUI displays the Microsoft Word version of the template, but there is also a Markdown version. A philotical can be used as the basis for pre-registration, uploaded to any online repository, or kept as a personal document. See Implementation section, page 3, 1-8. Copy edited by AV. Manuscript category 4. Point of view. Systematic biology. Education philotical provides an excellent framework from which to train early career scientists. During the process of constructing a philotical, students gain a deeper understanding of the components of the study. Later, they have a roadmap from which to work throughout the project and mentors can be sure that effort is focused appropriately. Furthermore, previous philoticals are useful references for new lab members who want to quickly get up to speed on how the lab performs particular analyses and can act as a template from which to start new analyses. Philoticals can easily be incorporated into undergraduate and graduate courses as a tool to teach methodology, the importance of robust experimental design, and to reinforce the concepts of transparency and reproducibility in science. Project completion. The inherent open-endedness of science can often be intimidating and create a barrier to project completion. Implementing a philotical can remove this barrier by providing explicit starting and stopping points for a project and the motivation to complete the study as planned. The philotical quantifies the number of objectives a project requires and helps researchers prioritize each step. Beginning and completing a manuscript for the project will also be less daunting because the background information, study justification, methods, and references will already be compiled in the philotical. Starting new projects hinders the ability to complete existing projects. A philotical serves as a gentle impediment to spontaneously starting tangential projects and therefore increases productivity. Implementation of philotical. There are several ways to implement philotical. Figure 2. The option with the highest returns on transparency and accountability is pre-registration with an organization such as the Open Science Framework OSF, https://osf.io/nosek et al. 2015. If using OSF to post a philotical, we recommend choosing the open-ended registration option and pasting a text version of philotical into the box. The OSF registry has an 1341 the 16th of January 2019 CISBIO OPSYSB 180,090 text embargo system, which keeps a registration private for up to 4 years, but ensures that a pre-registered study is eventually released, whether published or not. A pre-registration can be withdrawn, but the title is still released and a justification is required. OSF also allows users to connect registrations to workflow management tools, for example, Dataverse, Dropbox, Share, GitHub, and others. See http://help.osf.io/m/admins. So that contributions from different members of a research team can be connected, persistently stored, and cited in one location. When researchers are ready to disseminate early findings, any lab on the OSF can be given a digital object identifier, DOI, and shared as a preprint, https://osf.io/preprints, prior to publication in a journal. One drawback to posting a philotical on OSF is that the original document cannot be edited. If changes to the philotical are needed, a new version must be uploaded. Another small drawback is that posting to OSF requires registering for an account and keeping track of credentials. A second way to implement philotical is to post the document to an online software or data repository, such as GitHub or Dryad. Many users have experience with one or more of these repositories, so the learning curve with this option is minimal. The specific features of different online repositories vary, but most have a timestamp feature to provide transparency as to when a philotical is posted and edited, version control, which allows for seamless updating, especially when implementing a markdown version of philotical, and DOI assignment. Most repositories allow documents to remain private, but a drawback in terms of promoting transparency is that if a study is discontinued or substantially changed, there is no requirement to release the philotical or justify the retraction. This could present a transparency problem if a future work relies on data generated as part of an unniched study. Like pre-registration, online repositories also have the minor inconvenience of requiring users to create an account and keep track of credentials. The third way to implement a philotical is to create a private document on a personal computer or in a lab notebook. This is the most simple, low-tech, and accessible option and does not require making an account or remembering a password. This strategy lacks the built-in version control and timestamp features of the above options, which is a disadvantage, although version control software can be implemented secondarily. In addition, like a philotical privately posted to an online repository, there is no requirement that a document kept in a lab notebook be made public, limiting the transparency of the process. However, this strategy can greatly increase the transparency of a project, and researchers who choose this option will greatly benefit from implementing a personal philotical. The multiple accessible options for implementing philotical, each with various levels of commitment, make it easy to try out the process. Researchers interested in incorporating more transparent practices in their downloaded from https://academic.up.com/cisbio/advanced-article-abstract/doi/10.1093/cisbio/sy-y09/0/5267839 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Collaboration. Creating and executing a philotical can facilitate seamless collaborations among research groups. Getting input early from collaborators can strengthen a study while also ensuring that effort between collaborators does not overlap. Listing all steps also allows computational, personnel, budgetary, and other resource needs to be assessed. When collaborators agree on the analyses before a project is initiated, it helps prevent misunderstandings and or connects down the line. Page 4.1-8. Copy edited by A.V. Manuscript Category 2019. Philotical. Point of view. 5. Research could ease into philotical by RST making private documents for their own use. Once familiar with the process, they can transition to posting the philotical to an online repository, and then move toward pre-registration, which is the gold standard for transparency and accountability. Each step along this progression requires a higher level of commitment, but we predict that the structure will serve many researchers well. Discussion. The production of reliable and bias-free results is an indisputable goal of all phylogenetic studies. By planning analyses before a study begins, and making methodological choices transparent, a philotical reduces the 1341 the 16th of January 2019 CISBIO OPS YSB 180,090 text. Likelihood of confirming a false hypothesis. A philotical, therefore, makes considerable contribution toward reaching the goal of strong, bias-free research results. The idea of including additional steps to an already time-consuming research process will almost certainly be met with hesitation, if not objection, but we contend that the time spent on philotical is easily recovered both in the short and long term. In practice, we have found that time invested in philotical pays dividends downstream, particularly when training junior researchers, writing manuscripts, and keeping projects on track toward completion. In the long run, wide adoption of philotical will lead to less confirmation bias in the synthetic record and therefore huge savings in time that would otherwise be spent building upon or rebutting questionable results. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/cisbio/advanced-article-abstract/doi/10.1093/cisbio/SYY0900/5267839 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Figure 2. Implementation options. There are three frameworks for implementing a philotical, each with increasing returns on transparency and accountability, as indicated by the arrow. For each framework, an example strategy is listed with its associated advantages and disadvantages. The pre-registration framework provides a superior level of transparency, but the repository and personal framework still provide benefits and are especially useful for getting started with philotical. Page 5.1-8. Copy edited by A.V. Manuscript category 6. Point of view. Systematic biology. Conclusions. Philotical is a powerful tool to increase transparency and accountability in phylogenetics. It has great potential to improve how phylogenetic research is conducted, interpreted, communicated, and perceived. The implementation is straightforward and offers a range of auxiliary benefits, including making contributions to study design, reproducibility, collaboration, and education. Philotical can bolster synthetic productivity both at the level of the individual researcher as well as in the broader context of the synthetic record. While philotical is a simple idea, its repercussions could be far-reaching if widely implemented. Supplementary material data available from the Dryad Digital Repository, http://dx.doi.org/10.5061/dryad.n2q57qn. Funding. This material is based in part upon work supported by the National Science Foundation under grant number 1,542,597. Any opinions, findings, and conclusions or recommendations expressed in this material are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the views of the National Science Foundation. Acknowledgements. We thank Malika Ihel, Jessica Welkley, Daniel Sasson, David Miller, Tim Parker, Lyndon Coyle. 1341, the 16th of January 2019, CISBIO OPS YSB 180,090 TEX. Daniel Cook, Jacob Iselstyn, Tisha King, Laura Lagomasino, Raphael Markins, Genevieve Mount, Zachary Rodriguez, and Mark Swanson for comments on earlier versions of the manuscript. We thank Brian Carstens for including philotical in a forum on data standards and community resources discussion at the 2018 meeting of the Society of Systematic Biologists, and for feedback from attendees at that meeting. We also thank editor Mark Holder and the anonymous reviewers for their constructive comments. The views expressed in this paper do not necessarily reflect the views of those acknowledged. References. Albersberg IJ, Appleyard T, Brooklet S, Carpenter T, Clark M, Curry S, Dahl J, DeHaven A, Each E, Franco M. 2018. Making Science Transparent by Default, Introducing the Top Statement. Baum DA, Smith SD 2013. Tree Thinking, An Introduction to Phylogenetic Biology. Greenwood Village, CO, Roberts. Blair C, Murphy RW 2010. Recent Trends in Molecular Phylogenetic Analysis, Where to Next? J Heredity 102, 130-138. Blumstein DT 2017. Research Credibility, The Devil is in the Details, A Comment on Ihel et al. Behav. Eckel 28, 355, Christensen Zelansky J.J., Wilhelm C.F. 1991, The Hindsight Bias, A Meta-Analysis, Organizational Behavior, Hum, Desis, Processes, 48, 147-168, Cockburn A. 2017, Long-Term Data as Infrastructure, A Comment on Ihl et al., Behavior, Eckel 28, 357, Dunnett C. 1955, A Multiple Comparison Procedure for Comparing Several Treatments with a Control, J.M., Stat., ASOC 50, 1096, 1121, Felsenstein J. 2004, Inferring Phylogenies, Sunderland, M.A., Sinor Associates, Forstmeyer, W. 2017, Preregister Now for an Upgrade to Behavioral Ecology 2.0, A Comment on Ihl et al., Behav, Eckel 28, 358-359, Gelman A., Loken E. 2014, The Statistical Crisis in Science, AM, C. 102, 460, Jets K. A., Sturgia Paulus S., Short M., Surgeon L., Kraus R., Pretorius S., Desmond J., Dundee 2016, The Impact of Protocol Amendments on Clinical Trial Performance and Cost, Thir. Innovation Regal, C. 50, 436-441, Hartgering CHJ, Wichertz JM 2016, Research Practices and Assessment of Research Misconduct, Science Open Res, DOI, 10.14293S2199-1006.1 SOR SOCSCI IRIS BV1, Hatchwell BJ 2017, Replication in Behavioral Ecology, A Comment on Ihl et al., Behav, Eckel 28, 360, Hennig W. 1965, Phylogenetic Systematics, Anu, Reverend Entermil 10, 97-116, Hudson K. L., Lawyer M. S., Collins F. S. 2016, Toward a New Era of Trust and Transparency in Clinical Trials, JAMA 316-1353-1354, Ihl M., Winnie I. S., Cristalli A., Croucher M. 2017, Striving for Transparent and Credible Research, Practical Guidelines for Behavioral Ecologists, Behav, Eckel, 28, 348-354, Kaplan R. M., Irvin V. L. 2015, Likelihood of Null Effects of Large NHLBI Clinical Trials Has Increased Over Time, PLOS 110E0132382, King R. D., Rowland J., Oliver S. G., Young M., Aubrey W., Byrne E., Lyakata M., Markham M., P.P., Soldatova L.N. 2009, The Automation of Science, Science 324, 85-89, Koenig W.D. 2017, Striving for Science That is Transparent, Credible and Enjoyable, A Comment on Ihl et al., Behav, Eckel 28, 358, Kunda Z. 1990, The Case for Motivated Reasoning, Cycle, Bull 108, 480, Lane C., Horton R., De Angelis C.D., Drazen J.M., Frizzell F.A., Godley F., Horb C., Habert P.C., Kotzen S., Miruzik A. 2007, Clinical Trial Registration Looking Back and Moving Ahead, An, Intern, Med 147, 275-277, Markowitz F. 2015, 5 Selsch Reasons to Work Reproducibly, Genome Bile 16, 274, downloaded from https://academic.up.com/cisbio/advanced-article-abstract/doi/10.1093/cisbio/sy-y0906/5267839 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. A major concern is that implementing a philotical will stymie creativity and data exploration, Koenig 2017, We contend that philological and creative data exploration are not mutually exclusive, and that in some ways, philological enhances the creative process. Writing a philological explicitly requires that researchers dedicate time to planning a study start to niche, which can be an inherently creative process, potentially more so than planning the analyses haphazardly or informally. Furthermore, philological does include built-in support for unplanned exploratory analyses through appendix updates. Decisions to add, change, or disregard planned analyses require only that changes be documented and justified. As scientists, our ultimate goal is to make discoveries and formulate theories that stand up to rigorous testing, and eventually become widely accepted as truth. The possibility that bias can inadvertently influence our research results should not be minimized or neglected. By implementing philological, phylogeneticists will show dedication to syntax integrity, which will lead to confidence in the reliability of their work. In this way, transparent research practices like philological help maximize research impact. Page 6, 1-8. Copy edited by A.V. 2019. Manuscript category, philological. 1341, the 16th of January 2019, CISBO OPS YSB 180,090 text. 7. Parker T.H., Nakagawa S. 2017. Practical Models for Publishing Replications in Behavioral Ecology, a Comment on Ihl et al. Behav. Eckel 28, 355-357. Pronin E., Kugler M.B. 2007. Valuing Thoughts, Ignoring Behavior, the Introspection Illusion as a Source of the Bias Blind Spot. J.E.X.P. Sock. Cycle 43, 565-578. Salicius L., Rockus A. 2013. Inferring Ancient Divergences Requires Genes with Strong Phylogenetic Signals. Nature 497, 327. Tukey J. 1949. Comparing Individual Means in the Analysis of Variance. Biometrics 5, 99-114. USFDA 1997. Food and Drug Administration Modernization Act of 1997. Public Law 105, 111. Wellen S., L.I.O. Grave P., Goldman N. 2001. Molecular Phylogenetics, Study of the Art Methods for Looking into the Past. Trends Genet 17, 262-272. Zerin D.A., SETI 2013. Trust but Verify, Trial Registration and Determining Delity to the Protocol. An. Intern. Med 159, 65-67. Zerin D.A., SETI, Williams R.J., Rajakannan T. 2017. Update on Trial Registration 11 years after the ICMJE policy was established. N. Engel, J. Med 376. 383-391. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/cisbio/advanced-article-abstract/doi/10.1093/cisbio/sy-y09/0/5267839 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019, McNutt M. 2014, Reproducibility, AM, ASOC, ADV, C 343, 229, Melody, Vazir S., Lindsay D. 2018, Transparent Science, A More Credible, Reproducible, and Publishable Way to Do Science, in R. Sternberg, ed., Guide to Publishing in Psychology Journals, pages 219-237, Cambridge, Cambridge University Press, Nickerson R.S. 1998, Confirmation Bias, a Ubiquitous Phenomenon in Many Guises, Reverend General Cycle 2, 175, Nossett B.A., Alter G., Banks G.C., Borsboom D., Bowman S.D., Breckler S.J., Buck S., Chambers C.D., Chin G., Christensen G. 2015, Promoting an Open Research Culture, Science 348, 1422, 1425, Nossett B.A., Ebersole C.R., De Haven A.C., Miller D.T. 2018, The Pre-Registration Revolution, Proc. National, Acad. C115, 2600, 2606, Nossett B.A., Riskind R.G. 2012, Policy Implications of Implicit Social Cognition, SOC, Issues Policy Reverend 6, 113-147, Page R.D., Holmes E.C. 2009, Molecular Evolution, A Phylogenetic Approach, Hoboken, N.J., John Wiley and Sons, Parker T.H., Forstmeyer W., Korichiva J., Fiddler F., Haddle J.D., Chiyi, Kelly C.D., Gyovich J., Nakagawa S. 2016, Transparency in Ecology and Evolution, Real Problems, Real Solutions, Trends Eckel, Evel 31, 711-719, Point of View, Page 7, 1-8.